Hello and welcome to the Ireland on the Fly podcast about the people and places of fly fishing in Ireland. On last week's episode, we spoke to Owen McLean, a gillie on Scotland's famed Loch Maree, which has collapsed as a fishery since the arrival of fish farms. And now, as a follow-up, we have a bonus episode from Wild Fish, the UK conservation group, which made a video on the demise of Loch Maree. You'll hear from Jeremy Paxman, Owen McLean, and fishery scientists about the effects of sea lice on salmon and sea trout, and how this has impacted what was once a jewel in the crown of Scotland's lochs. It has also happened before in Ireland with the sea trout fisheries in Connemara, and it can happen here again.
All along the northwest coast of Scotland, wild fish populations are plummeting. The reason is a massive increase in the number of open cage salmon farms. Now, once upon a time, salmon was a dish for toffs. You ate it if you were a friend of a toff or you worked for a toff. Nowadays, it is absolutely everywhere. The problem is that in order to raise enough so-called salmon to meet the demand, you have to raise it in huge numbers in open cages in the sea. And what that has done is led to a huge increase in the number of sea lice parasites which sit upon the salmon. What happens then is that the wild fish migrating from the rivers to the sea have to swim through enormous clouds of these parasites, and they get literally eaten to death. So next time somebody offers you a smoked salmon sandwich, or you see on a supermarket shelf a packet of so-called salmon, just think to yourself what the true cost is. I urge you to watch this film about the collapse of a particular fishery, and I urge you also to support the efforts of Salmon and Trout Conservation Scotland.
Salmon farms act as incubators or magnifiers of sea lice. Essentially, the sea lice will graze on the mucus, on the skin, and the sea trout is being eaten alive from the outside. The Loch Maree fishery is a classic example of what can happen when aquaculture is put in the wrong place. Salmon farming has had a huge impact on the sea trout fisheries, the large mature sea trout on the west coast of Scotland. And the evidence for this is pretty overwhelming.
Well, I actually started off fishing when I was 8 years of age. All I did for my summer holidays was gillie for people that wanted to fish. So I was gillying from the age of about 11. So I'm spanning over a time span of nearly 50 years. In its heyday, for somebody to get a boat on Loch Maree Atoll's beats, then somebody would actually have to pass away. First time I ever gillied in Loch Maree Atoll, I would have been 14 at the time, and there were 10 boats fishing out of Loch Maree Atoll every day. So that was 10 beats that were fished at the west end of the loch every day. You could more or less say through from mid-June right through till the 12th of October. At the moment, I'm possibly the only gillie, and if I go out tight twice a month, that's a lot. At the east end of the loch, there would be a minimum of 4 gillies employed. If we went further east into Cowlin, there would be another 2 gillies employed there. So that's nearly 20 seasonal jobs in a very small area, which is now down to possibly one full-time job for the whole area.
Sea trout lay their eggs in freshwater. The eggs will hatch round about the springtime, where the young fish will spend round about 1 or 2 years in freshwater before they migrate to the sea to begin that phase of their life cycle. When smolts migrate to sea, they're typically around about 120, 130 millimetres long. They'll head out to sea, and that's when they really start to grow. It's when they'll start to put on an awful lot of weight very, very quickly when they're feeding on marine organisms, and it's a key part of their life cycle out at sea. In a sea trout population, what you want to see is a mixture of young sea trout, known as post-smolts or finnick, and you also need those large, mature sea trout as part of the population. It's a very important part of the population. Large sea trout produce a large amount of eggs, and therefore you need the large sea trout as part of a healthy sea trout population. We know from catch returns and from the work that fishery scientists have been doing that the sea trout populations in the West Coast have collapsed, in some cases almost completely, since the early 1980s. And that collapse mirrors very closely the growth of salmon fish farming in that same area. The closer that we are sampling the sea trout to the fish farms, the smaller that they are. They're in a poorer condition. And that tells us quite a lot about the growth of the population, the health of the population, and the impact that salmon fish farming is having. We know from the Scottish Government's own research that fish farms can have an effect for up to 30 kilometres. So as a smolt, a sea trout smolt, is migrating out to sea, it's got a very, very good chance of being infected by sea lice. In fact, it would be doing very well not to be infected by sea lice. There's simply nowhere for these fish to go. Salmon farms act as incubators or magnifiers of sea lice. So they will take a small population of sea lice and grow that by orders of magnitude greater than you would normally find in the marine environment. And it is that vast increase in the numbers of sea lice that causes such a problem for sea trout populations. The sea lice kill the sea trout by grazing on the mucus and the skin tissues of the sea trout. So they're therefore being literally eaten alive from the outside. It compromises the immune system of the sea trout and ultimately leads to secondary infections of bacteria or viruses and will often lead to the death of the sea trout. The research that has been done has shown that up to 13 sea lice on a sea trout will cause harm and likely death. The Loch Maree fishery is a classic example of what can happen when aquaculture is put in the wrong place. The Loch Maree fishery used to catch over 1,500 sea trout every year. Salmon farm was put in the sea loch at the mouth of the river. There was a dramatic decline in the numbers of mature sea trout that were being caught by anglers. And that just demonstrates the impact that fish farming can have on a fishery, especially one as famous as the Loch Maree fishery. When we're dealing with the collapse of a fish population, it's important to identify the bottleneck in production. What is it that's causing the problem? All the evidence that's been collected from the Loch Maree fishery points towards sea lice from aquaculture being the problem. Therefore, if you remove the problem, if you remove the bottleneck to production, you should allow the fish, the sea trout, to recover.
Our thanks to Wild Fish for permission to use the audio for this bonus episode. Don't forget to rate, review and follow the Ireland on the Fly podcast on Apple, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from. And myself and Tom will be back with another episode about the people and places of fly fishing in Ireland.